Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Since you've been gone, I feel my life slipping away.
It's 38 Special bringing us back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, which is The Age of the Customer. And that website is ageofthecustomer.com. Brendan Ross is our guest, our new friend, president of Direct Lending Investments, LLC. The website is DIRLEND.com. Brendan, thanks again for hanging out with us. I want you to tell the audience how you came to be, how your business came to be. What made it possible for you to become what's called a peer-to-peer lender, basically a company that loans money to individuals and small businesses directly? Tell us about that.
Sure. It was really two things. The first is that decline in small business lending that we've seen from traditional lenders. And the second is the increase in availability of better quality data about the businesses. We talked before the break about how underwriting is typically done on 6 months of bank history. It's being able to get those downloads and put them directly into an underwriting system that's made it possible for someone that runs a hedge fund like myself to actually end up making loans to small businesses.
But, Brendan, none of that would have been possible had you not had access to the Internet, where you could aggregate the crowd on the supply side and the crowd on the demand side.
That's right. It's really true. My business is really about bringing investors together. My actual clients are investors who are investing in small business loans.
Right.
And then I actually buy loans from platforms that make small business loans. So I'm funding medium-sized businesses myself who are making small businesses. I'm kind of funding alternative banks.
Mm-hmm. No, that's exactly right. And folks, this is what I mean. What Brendan just said to you, when you've heard me say over the last several years that the small business capitalization landscape is not going to look like it does today. I mean, in 20 years from now, maybe 5 years from now, even, is going to look a lot different than it does today. And as I say that, Brendan, it's happening in front of our very eyes. You guys are doing it. The banking situation, the relationships we have, how comfortable we are with different organizations, different methods, borrowing money from a website, paying it back that in that way. I mean, this is going to become quite a bit different. The good news is, here's what I'm excited about: what you're doing, Brendan. You're filling gaps that I have felt as a business owner myself. I have, and as I help other small business owners, I've seen them fall into a gap in the net, so to speak, the funding net. They fall through the net because they what they needed and what they could demonstrate to justify didn't fit the cookie cutter.
That's right. There's probably a lower bar for borrowing because we are lending unsecured, so we do expect some defaults. Those people don't get off the hook too easily, but we're making 12 to 18-month loans. It's a little bit shorter. It means we can look at a company's recent history and then give them a short-term loan.
Right.
Pretty good chance we'll get paid back.
Yeah, but also, see, right now, folks, and here's how you have to think about it. If you have a good relationship with a community bank, then you want to borrow $10,000, and you can do that on a signature, like a lot of small business owners can. You can get an unsecured loan from them, let's say for $10,000, or let's say $20,000. Then you're going to pay probably in the neighborhood, with interest rates where they are right now, you're probably going to pay somewhere in the neighborhood of 6%, six points over prime. If it's secured, you're probably going to pay 3-4 points over prime. Whereas with Brendan's loans, Brendan, tell him what that is over prime.
Yeah, sure. It's probably going to be more like a credit card, 15-25%. It's not as much as people think. In a one-year loan that amortizes, meaning that each day's payment comes directly from your bank account, and includes principal and interest, the actual amount that you pay is only about half the interest rate. So if you borrowed $100,000 at 15%, you'd actually only pay back about $107,000.
Right, but the thing is what I'm trying, what I want to help small business owners with, Brendan, and I think you'll agree with me, is I want to thank you, Brendan, for making yourself and making available the capital small business owners need, even as expensive as it is. However, I want them to understand that when they think of crowdfunding, they should think expensive, typically. And I want them to think, okay, this is what I got to do because I don't have the money. If this is what I need and these are the people who will lend me the money, I'm going to take advantage of them, but I'm going to be working really hard to be profitable and retain earnings and simultaneously build a little stronger relationship with my bank so I can wind up getting it at 3 over prime.
Yeah, you want to kind of graduate. I mean, the great irony of my business is I run a fund. So actually, the investors in my fund tend to be people with as little as $100,000 saved up in an
right.
IRA or in a taxable account.
Right.
So it really is individuals helping individuals. They're just doing it through this enterprise that I run.
Right.
That's kind of the magic.
Which when we come back, we're going to talk about the other side of that. How do people actually come into your, you know, come into the supply side of your business? But folks, what we're trying to do here is show you the how the landscape, how the capitalization landscape for businesses are changing. And now Brendan is not an equity expert. We're going to get an equity expert on here another time. And I'm a little bit of one because I've done this, been doing this a long time. But equity is different. That's where you bring on, partners, minority partners, and get funded that way. This is about debt, which is the way most small business owners not only do capitalize their business, but in my opinion, how they should capitalize their small businesses. Tintail, right back with Brendan Ross. His website is dirlend.com. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.